I'm joined today by Amity Reed, who is a former midwife, and she is highlighting the cause of March with Midwives that's happening across the country on the 21st of November. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background, because you were a midwife and then you experienced burnout that was so great that you unfortunately had to leave the profession, which is tragic, actually. What happened?
Yeah, so I qualified as a midwife. It was my second career. So I was in my 30s and decided I would like to be a midwife. It was something I'd always thought about. I was really passionate about it. And after having my own two children, decided to go for it, did my training, qualified in 2016 and worked for the NHS up until 2019 when I left. And as you said, that was as a result mainly of burnout. So just experiencing enormous amount of strain and pressure at work, working nearly every shift with reduced staff, which obviously increases the workload, and coming up again, time and again against, frustrations within management, not being able to give us enough resources to do our jobs properly. And eventually that started to have an effect on my personal life and on my mental health and even my physical health, to the point where I finally felt that the best decision to safeguard all of those things was to leave entirely.
And it's just so sad, because the statistics are awful when you start reading them, that of 30 newly qualified midwives, 29 are leaving the profession. So, you can't stop that flow and that tide, really. That's just going to make a huge, huge impact on lots and lots of people's lives, and so many people who are at risk and need their midwives there throughout their pregnancy are going to find themselves without that support, which is awful. So tell us about the March with Midwives event that's going to be happening across the country. What would you like to see happen with that event?
Well, the event was put together by a mixed group of people. So it's made up of midwives and doulas and parents and service users and all sorts of people who work with families and with pregnant women and birthing people. And seeing firsthand what's going on in the service, they decided, something has to be done. We need to get the attention of the public and of the government. So the main points of the march is to raise awareness, first of all, with the public of how much of a crisis maternity care is in, and to also hopefully get the attention of the government once and for all, because let's be clear about this. This crisis has been coming for quite a while. It's not something that can be blamed on COVID. This has been happening far before that. And so, but COVID has only made things worse. It's made that pressure even more unbearable. And now as we start to come out the other side of the pandemic, even more midwives are leaving because they were already under an enormous amount of strain. And now more and more are leaving the profession, as you just said. A recent statistic came out from the Royal College of Midwives that said that nearly 60% of midwives are seriously considering leaving the profession. And I personally know of many who are off sick at the moment with stress, anxiety, depression. So it's really, really worrying. And so we need to get the attention of the public and the government, really. So the March with Midwives has four key messages they'd like to get across. And those are to really just listen to the staff and the service users, to target key areas that need urgent improvements, to fund some emergency retention so that midwives, we can support them both at work and in training. To enable independent midwives to return to practice, which would automatically put some more numbers into the workforce, and to reduce pressure by funding the third sector to help ease some pressure on midwives where possible, such as with antenatal education and breastfeeding support. So those are the main areas that we really want the government to focus on. And there's also a petition that's on change.org going round, which has at the moment, I believe, 85,000 signatures calling on the government to make these urgent assessments and these urgent funding to help get us out of this crisis before it becomes even more of a crisis, because this affects everyone in society. This isn't just about midwives. It's not just about pregnant women or families who are using the services right now. Birth is the building block of life. It's the beginning. It's the foundation of everything in our society. And if we don't make that as safe and as stable as possible, it's going to have a massive knock-on effect of all of society.
Absolutely. And whereabouts and when are you doing this March with Midwives?
So the marches are taking place on Sunday, the 21st of November, all across the country at 2 p.m. And we really encourage everyone to come down, show their support. It's children, it's family friendly. So please bring your children. bring a sign, bring your voice, and just really show some support for our NHS and our midwives.
And I believe it's happening at 2 o'clock. So you've got sites at Sutton and Guildford as well, if everybody wants to get involved a little bit further into London or out of London. Amity, thank you so much for your time and for highlighting the issue, which I think so many people over the pandemic are aware how hard our NHS staff work. But it is awful to hear how many midwives might be thinking we're leaving that profession and how many we might be losing in the coming, you know, weeks and months and years. Thank you so much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.